Gemara brings a pasuk. Ma Hashem elokecha shel mi machkiim li roisei. What does Hashem demand from a person? But to fear him. And Chazal say this pasuk is the basis for the vast structure of brachas. What does that mean? They thereby show they see in a bracha the most effective means of educating a person towards Yiras Shamayim. So come on, Menachas. If a person willingly allows themselves to be guided by brachas, who allows themselves to say, encourage themselves to say, 100 brachas a day, what are they doing? They're using every single enjoyment and every single pleasure in life as an occasion to thank Hashem and praise Him. And at every point, we're turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for its gratification. Whenever we do that, whenever we make a bracha, and we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you are the source of all blessing. It's a deep recognition, a deepening of our consciousness of the exalted and essential Yiras Shamayim, fear of Hashem. In fact, there are those that say that the Mea Brachas, the 100 Brachas that we say every day, are like the Maas Adonim, 100 sockets of silver which support the Mishkan and the Midbar. Brachas support and carry the sanctuary of our lives. Shem Shmuel Falahash puts it differently. He says, when you're in shul and you're davening, we hope in some way you're focused on Hashem. It's intense. It's real. But our religion is not one that just consigns God to the synagogue. No way. We're meant to live with a consciousness of the awareness of Hashem at every point in our lives. So we take that intense feeling that we feel in shul, and rather than leave it in shul, at shacharis until mincha, at mincha until ma'ariv, and ma'ariv until the next morning, we take that consciousness with us every time we make a bracha. The idea of making 100 brachas a day gives you 100 points of connection. How far are you ever from making a bracha? And that means we're always aware. It means we're always connected. What's the challenge? Sifrei Chassidim, I think it's brought by the Mishnah Berurah, talks about just spitting out brachas. So you make bracha mitoich piv. Baruch atah Adonai melech haolam. If we say a bracha like that, we're probably going to miss the chance to develop that sense of consciousness. But how long does it take already? A second, 2 seconds. To start, pause, think, say, Baruch atah Hashem. You're the source of all blessing. We're asking when we say bracha, not only that our awareness that Hashem is the source of all blessing, we're asking for more godliness in the world. Extend yourself into the world more, Kadosh Baruch Hu. A brecha is a pool, a berach is a joint. Now, avriach to extend. We bali bechira, through using our choice, through mentioning Shem Hashem, we're bringing more godliness into the world. We're asking Hashem to extend Himself accordingly. Brachas are so important; they're everywhere, they're ubiquitous. It's up to us to make sure to be able to use them.